Hello?
Hey, Kim, this is Dan Nelson again, Local Splash. How you doing?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing good. I think I'm getting a little sore throat, which sucks, but I'll feel better. All right, so let me see. So we're adding the social media ads, right? Is what you wanted?
Well, what do you think is best for me? Because you said something about 149 not to do for them to like do the ads for me on Google. What do you think is best?
I don't get much from Facebook.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Okay. So the 149 local SEO won't include ads in it, right? So that's gonna optimize your map listing. Right now, you have multiple posts though going out on your map listing already, and it's optimized. So what I'd recommend for you to like get some more traction, is those social media ads. I'd say we give those another crack at least for a month, and then you could always like alter it if needed, you know?
Okay. And so that'll be 149 for that, right?
No, it'd be 139. So you were already charged the 39 today for the hosting.
Yes, I see.
So all I would have to do is charge the 100 basically for the social media ads.
Okay. And I have a question now with the social media ads. Does that also include, like, because now they put the TikTok and the Instagram?
So it'll be Facebook and Instagram retargeted ads. It won't be ads on TikTok, though, unfortunately.
Okay, so it'll be on Instagram and...
Facebook.
And Facebook.
Yeah.
All right. I guess let's try it for a month. And you're saying you have to do the regular one, but... with the ads, the way they put.
I'm going to send this over to our social media department, and I know this is our second crack at the ads, right, for Facebook. So they got to...
We did it for a few months. We did the thing. Only last month I didn't do Facebook.
Right. So what I want them to do, though, is just check them to make sure, like, hey, we're pushing these out correctly, because I want you to get a return on it, is what I was saying, you know?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I have a question. Is there any way you could give me kind of deal with everything? Instead of it being $249, maybe you could do it, like, for the $200 or something?
No. So for the local SEO, that's $149, right? And then the Facebook ads is 100. So that's the best possible rate we could get you into for that. So that's the rate I initially had you in.
Yeah. And what's the $39 now?
The 39 is for the hosting, because you switch to the website hosting. So once you stopped at local SEO and the Facebook ads, you were on the website hosting to keep that website active, essentially.
Okay, so if I take that off today and do the ad and something else, what do you suggest?
So if you do what I initially had you signed up for, right, which would be the social media ads and the local SEO, that's going to be a total of $249.
Exactly, but I'm really looking to only pay like $150. I'm trying to cut it down. Because I can't afford that right now until it gets a little busier, so I get something out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's why, and again, I'm really just trying to do the best for your business. That's why I'm recommending this month you do the social media ads, because that's only going to be an additional 100. So now you're at 139 instead of, charging the 249 for the local SEO and the Facebook ads. So what I'm recommending is we charge the social media ads for Facebook and Instagram, right? We get those rocking and rolling, bank you some jobs, and then you got some money to play with, essentially, you know?
Okay.
Or not jobs, I guess clients, right, is what it would be.
Clients.
you're not a roofer. Yeah.
All right.
You know?
I'm going to... Let me see what I could do, because I really want that SOS. So now with that other thing that I had, what did that actually initiate? What's that give me?
Okay, with the social media ads or the local SEO?
The local SEO.
The local SEO is going to be optimization in your map section on Google and Bing. it takes time though, right? So currently you have posts already being done, your Google listing's optimized, and they have the website running with everything linked. So that's not going to be ads included. So it's going to take time for you to see traction from that, you know, which I'm sure all your family members could tell you too that are on it. It does take a little more time. With the social media ads though, we could run those live today, which will start already gaining you traction where people are clicking on you, you know, essentially attempting to get click to calls, and you're going to get more traction to your social media page and your website, you know?
Okay, and the website. All right, one more question I have now. You you'll show me how to do the SOS myself.
The post.
I could teach it, yeah.
Yeah, so because you're on the hosting, right, you have your tracking system still enabled. So when you go into your client dashboard, okay, and you want to do that right now so I can show you?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Let me see. What is it? Okay. Is it local dashboard?
Yeah, to your dashboard, your tracking system.
Okay, localflash.com. Let me see.
It should be my.localflash.com. Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. But it's taking me to appointments for some reason. Hold on. Let me go to the other one.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know how to get there.
Instead of localsplash.com, type in my, so my dot localsplash.com. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'm just going to see here.
Okay.
Let's see here. Okay, got it. My localsplash.com.
Okay. Okay. And are you already logged in, or do you need the username and password? You're already logged in? Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to see at the top, right? Are you on a desktop or on your phone using
my phone.
Your phone. Okay. So, hold on. Let me go to mobile. So, the top right-hand corner, you're going to see three lines.
Yeah.
Go ahead and click on that. Okay. Then you're going to have a drop-down. It'll say leads, website, listing, yada, yada, yada. The third from the bottom, you're going to see posts. Go ahead and click on posts.
Okay.
Okay. And you're going to see the active posts right now, right? But if you want to manually do a post, this is where you put, like, you know, a picture and, you know, something that you're offering that will post on Google, you'll click add manual posts.
Then hold on, it's not. Okay, see it now, hold on.
Okay.
All right, so now what do I do?
Click add manual post.
Where's this in that?
It should be a big orange banner.
Let's see. Okay, it says posting with your Google Business profile or Facebook page, publishing. Okay, got it.
Okay.
It says custom generation text.
Custom generation text. Yeah. Correct. Okay. So what you're going to do, right, is to do your own post, you would add like a picture, right, of what you're offering, right, or even like your logo or whatnot. And then in the, what is the post about? That's where you're going to put, you know, whatever it is, like scented candles or whatever it is you're pushing in that post. You know what I'm saying? And then in the description, you could put your, what do you call it? Like, something about it, right? Like, hey, we're offering, you know, scented candles, they'll really light up your room, like whatever, however you want to put it, right? And then what you're going to do, okay, is post to Facebook should already be enabled, which is cool, right? If you want to schedule it for a later time, you'll click schedule post, right? And then you'll end up hitting publish, and that is going to post to both Facebook and to your Google Business profile.
Okay. I think I got it.
Easy breezy. I'm telling you. And if you do that, that's going to help your local SEO on your own. And then my real goal for you on the social media ads, because I know they got the Instagram links, right? Facebook's rolling. So now your ad can launch where you're actually getting traction now, you know, is the goal.
Okay. So you gotta, I'm gonna give you a different card, and I actually didn't want that other card to get, what do you call that? To get charged, but it's already charged already. That's why I'm
It was the 39 was charged, but I could switch the card out for you, no problem. So, let me see, the new card, is it gonna be the same billing address, the 2171 Jackson Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay. And the new card, is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Hold on 1 second. I need to get this.
Take your time.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah, absolutely.
Please, don't you like yin, but like yin more day. Never see the term on Shijanab. But most I janab, then Satikarab. This daddy told me, just Shijanab, Satikarab. They don't. Yeah, I need to try for that.
Yes, take it in.
Okay, it's a MasterCard.
All right, MasterCard. Okay, ready for the card number when you are.
5262.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
1901.
Okay.
5182.
Okay.
2872.
And the expiration date?
0927.
All right. And the CVC code?
968.
All right. So I deleted the old card, okay? So I just updated the new card on file.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Let me just attach the social media ad. So I'm going to charge the 100 right now, okay?
Okay.
All right. Give me 1 sec. Let's see here. Second, I'm making sure I attach it to your account too. All right, Facebook ads charging. So this will be the new card that bills too. Okay, that's how you want it, right? This card to bill.
I guess this card for now. If I have any problems with it, I'll give you another card.
Yeah, you could call me to change it, or you could do it from your dashboard too. You know.
Okay.
So give me 1 second. Let me add the ads. Two in here. Okay, give me a refresh. Okay, so that's for 812. Okay, we're golden there. Okay, so social media ads, right, have been charged. I'm going to push this to our social media department right now so they can check the ads and activate them, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, if you, next month, right, if you're like, hey, I want to add that local SEO, right, or if you want to take the social media ads off, which I really think they're going to hit for you now, but if you want to modify anything, all you got to do is call me, too, okay?
Oh, sounds good. Now, okay. Also, someone was trying to reach out for me saying that to discuss, like, the TikTok, they was having an issue with my profile link.
Let me see. But then, check real quick. You know what I'm going to do? Better yet, just so they could check all that, I'm going to have somebody from our social media department just call you too. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate
that, it says in here, I think they fixed that, the social media, you know, but for the TikTok, but let me just double check with them. So I'll have them call. That way they can let you know, hey, your ad's right, charge, we're going to make them live, and they can check into the TikTok too. But give me 1 second. Let me just send these notes over to them.
It says break notes. We definitely the issue with your TikTok profile link. It should be resolved by the end of the day. If you would to call or discuss this, please let us know.
All right, so let me send this to them and hold on. Okay. Okay, so I just sent it to them. So the first available agent from our social media department is going to call you from our 877 number regarding the TikTok page, and I'm going to let them just kind of go over the ads with you too and activate those things for you. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate
Absolutely. I'm so glad I could help, you know, and I'm really, the goal for these ads for this month is to get you some traction, right? And then get more clients in, and then from there you can upgrade or, you know, modify your package how's needed, you know. But as of now, so you're good for the month. Your next billing is on August 12th, and it's at $139 for next month, just so you're aware. Okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Kim. Have a great rest of your day. You're welcome. Thank you for your time. Bye.
Bye.